From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. One of two rival Libyan governments says it's disbanding to make way for the new UN-brokered unity government. The Tripoli-based Islamist National Salvation Government issued a statement Tuesday saying it puts the interests of the nation above everything else. But Indiana University regional analyst Abdul Qadir Sino says the real reason is the policy of carrots and sticks by the European Union.
The European countries have made clear signals that they will punish those leaders if they don't play along, and also provided them with incentives. The incentives include to free up billions of dollars who are in a Libyan state fund that have been basically embargoed.
Another Libyan administration in the east has yet to recognize the unity government. Libya has been in chaos since longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi was toppled and killed in 2011. Iceland's prime minister has resigned, the first casualty from the Panama Papers disclosures about the hidden offshore investment activities of the wealthy, powerful, and famous. Leaked files from a Panamanian law firm revealed that the prime minister's wife's ownership of a company in the British Virgin Islands has more than $4 million in claims against the country's collapsed banks. The decision followed protests in the streets demanding the Icelandic prime minister step down.
We have to do something very strong, definitive, and a very clear message that it is not our character, not in our character. So this fake changes in government is not sufficient for us.
Prime Minister Sigmundur Davgunlaufsson quit ahead of a planned no-confidence vote in Parliament. This is VOA News.